Hi folks, it's Stefano here, also known as Landy on Audioboo. I just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth for this whole WordPress preposterous Tumblr discussion that's going on. I've been doing some research in regards to some of Sarah's Audioboo entries with regards to her switching over from Postgres to WordPress and also running her Sarah.me domain to her WordPress. Now, in doing the research, I ended up on WordPress site and looking up their instructions on how to basically upgrade the service at WordPress.com with something called, domain mapping. All right, so domain mapping means that you have a domain, whatever it is, awesomeme.com, and you want to point awesomeme.com to your WordPress blog. According to them, you pay $12 per domain per year to be able to point your awesomeme.com to your WordPress. Great. However, there's a caveat. And no, that's not a type of fish. Down says that there are certain rules to the domain mapping upgrade. Okay, let's just quickly read them. The domain mapping up not enable the permission to use advertising of any kind, any kind of prohibited code, which is fine, I can understand that, or, and this is what gets me a little bit in a huffy, upload additional themes or plugins. Now, again, I haven't been on WordPress.com's site. I've never used one of their blogs, or one of their WordPress blogs hosted on their site. I've always used WordPress, I love WordPress, but I use it on my own web host, and in that case I can use additional themes because there are literally thousands of themes out there, and plugins. There's plugins for just about everything in WordPress. So my concern would be if somebody is hosting their WordPress blog with WordPress. I'm not taking anything away from WordPress. I understand they have to be careful of security and liability, time, and all that. So that's fine. But I, from the standpoint of the user and the person setting up a WordPress blog, I just want to bring this to light that you may be limited in what you can do with your WordPress blog if you want to go further with it. If you want to, say, add an e-commerce plugin. I'm not sure if they offer that on the WordPress.com, but you can certainly get them from WordPress.org and the plugins. So you can get an e-commerce plugin, you can get so many themes. And I'm wondering, even the plugins, there may be plugins for things like being able to simply upload, using an iOS client or using an Android client and that kind of thing. I haven't looked into it, but I will in the next few weeks to a month. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be looking at my own WordPress blogs. I don't use them all that much. I find Audioboo more than sufficient right now for what I need to do, but that's what I'm going to be doing. So again, word to the wise that the way that WordPress.com and their hosted blogs work with relation to pointing a domain name may be restricting your ability to use WordPress to its full potential. Okay. Again, if you have any questions, if you want to know more, please, by all means, fire me an Audioboo, leave a comment. I'm more than happy to help. I've done a lot of work with WordPress. I've done a lot of work with domains and registering domains and directing domains. So, anyway, that's my little 2 cents worth. Catch you later.